95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Hope you're having a great weekend. Before we get to today's guest, I just wanted to pass along a few things. First, if you're up and about and you're looking for something to do right now, head over to CASA's 6th Annual Superhero 5K. One of my former Her Story guests was a CASA, a court-appointed special advocate for children. She advocates for abused and neglected children so their needs don't get overlooked by the foster care system. And she asked me to pass along this information to you. CASA is having their 6th Annual Superhero 5K today. It's happening right now in Fairmount Park, right near the police Touch Museum, and it's going on until 10:45 this morning. If you are headed over to support CASA, thank you. These advocates are very much needed for children who are in the foster care system. And if you can't make it to the event today, but you still want to donate, you can go to their website. You can also find out information about becoming a CASA. The website is CASAPhiladelphia.org. That's C-A-S-A Philadelphia.org. And you can also go to our website, 957benfm.com, and find the Her Story episode with Jennifer Ballot. She is a CASA, and she told me her entire story and what it's all about to be a CASA, and it's a pretty influential story. So if you get a chance, take a listen to that Her Story episode as well. If you don't know already, I am absolutely in love with fall, so much so that I come up with a list of fall activities that I do with my son every year. Fall is filled with beautiful colors, great weather, and endless activities. I love taking part in all the season has to offer. Years ago, I started this fall tour of farms and other family-friendly events surrounding the season. Each week, I'd take my son to go do a different activity. Well, now that he's in school, we have less time to do all of the great fall happenings, but we still put our favorites on the list this year and a few new activities that we wanted to try. If you'd like to follow along with what I do each weekend and all the fall activities that we take part in, you can follow me on social media. I am at KathyRomano11 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you're out and about and taking part in some fall activities in the area, please use the hashtag Kathy's Fall Activities because I'd like to follow along with what you're doing as well. So first up on my list is to visit your favorite farm. No matter what county you're in, there are several different great farms to visit throughout the fall season. Our two favorites are Shady Brook, which is in Yardley, Pennsylvania, out in Bucks County, and Merrymead Farm, which is in Lansdale, Montgomery County. Now, Shady Brook has great Halloween attractions and a great fall festival vibe, but what they also do at the end of September is they turn it into a haunted farm. Now, we always do the fall festival, but this year we tried the haunted part of it. My son's getting a little bit older. He loves scary things, so we thought that we would try it. Now, we arrived a little bit early. If you get there before 6 o'clock, the kids can actually walk through the haunted attractions without any actors inside, so it's a little bit less scary for them. The lights are on. They can see what's going on, but they can kind of get the feel for what the terror is all about at Shady Brook. Then we went on the haunted hayride, which I will say was scary, but it wasn't terrifying. We had a 5, 6, and 7-year-old on the hayride. The 5-year-old, scared. The 6-year-old, he was okay. My 7-year-old was completely fine. He was laughing at the actors that were jumping on the hayride and trying to scare us. So I think if you have younger kids, this haunted hayride might be a good start before you get into some of the really scary stuff. So after they put the actors in the haunted houses, I thought this was really great too. We were able to walk through and there were actors in there. The lights were out. It was now dark, but my son held a glow stick. And if you hold the green glow stick when you go through their haunted attractions, the actors are still in there, but they don't jump out to startle you. So they're still there. They can kind of get a feel again for the horror of this haunted house, but they're not jumping out and grabbing your ankles and trying to really startle you. That was new for us, and my son really did enjoy it. So you have somebody that's in that middle range, you're not quite sure how they would do with a haunted house. I think Shady Brook is a good suggestion. So last weekend, we also went to Merrymead Farm, which is another one of our favorites. The kids love the corn maze there. They can spend a really long time in there. They have lots of animals on the farm that you can feed. We did their apple launching. We took a hayride. The hayride is very scenic at Merrymead Farm. They have a lake. There's ducks in the lake. We got some really nice pictures while we were there as well. And they have a large selection of pumpkins, small, large pumpkins. They have different decorations. They've got the gourds. They have it all. So that's a great place to visit. And then the line to get into their market to get ice cream was out the door. They have the best ice cream there. And I made sure to pick up a gallon while I was there to bring home with me. Next up on the list and happening in a few weeks is the Canal-o-ween. This is a stroll down the historic Delaware Canal in Yardley. It's lined with 300 jack-o'-lanterns. You can take part in the family-friendly Carvathon, which happens on Sunday, October 28th from 12 until 3. You can have a pumpkin on display. All you have to do is bring your tools and you can carve one of their pumpkins. Or if you want a larger pumpkin, you can bring that with you, carve it, and then put it out on display. And the jack-o'-lantern stroll kicks off on Sunday, October 28th, and that runs through November 3rd. And today, later this afternoon, I'm actually headed to Chadsford Winery for adult trick-or-treat. Kids like candy, but guess what? Us adults, we like some wine. And this is a perfect activity for wine and Halloween lovers. As you weave your way through the festive winery grounds, you'll make stops at 5 Halloween themed pairing stations. Wine, beer, and cocktails will be served along with other goodies. The winery's adult trick or treat will be Saturdays and Sundays until October 28th. And you get 20% off any bottle purchase if you're wearing a costume. So they encourage you to get dressed up to come to the adult trick or treating. Next up on the list is the Witches and Wizards Weekend. Now, that's formerly known as the Harry Potter Festival. The newly named Witches and Wizards Weekend will take place this year despite rumors that it was canceled. After a Warner Brothers crackdown on festivals, the organizers were actually forced to rename the event. Now, in addition to the name change, there will be a number of things that will make the festival a bit different. The two-day event on October 19th and 20th, Friday and Saturday, turns Chestnut Hill into an enchanted, magic-filled haunt. New this year, Germantown Avenue will actually remain open to traffic. Unlike previous years where numerous street closures caused traffic jams and long walks for people attending, there will be no street closures this year. So I'm not quite sure where everything and everyone is going to go, but they promise they're going to have all of the favorites, fire breathers, zombie dance parties, a costume parade and contest, and hayrides. So although there's no word on where all of this is going to happen if Germantown is closed, I don't know if they're closing side streets or if it's just going to be along the sidewalk, but they promise it's going to be a wonderful event again this year. This next one is new for me, and I'm really excited to go out and take part in this, but it's a pumpkin succulent workshop. Floral and Hardy of Skipack Garden Center is offering a number of fall-related activity classes and events, including Family Day, which is on October 20th, Kids Halloween Mini Garden Workshop, which happens on October 27th, and the one that I'm most interested in is the Pumpkin Succulent Workshop, and they have a number of dates, October 16th, 18th, 23rd, and 25th, I guess maybe because that's the most popular one. It looks like you basically carve out a pumpkin and you make it a vase and you put succulents in it. And the picture that they posted on their Facebook page was gorgeous. So I'm excited to go out with some friends and make a beautiful fall decoration for my house. I hope it turns out beautiful. I hope it turns out like the picture. We'll see. Number 6 on my list is The Glow, a jack-o'-lantern experience, which we did last weekend, and it's a huge and elaborate carved pumpkin display in Fairmount Park. There are larger-than-life illuminated pumpkins with a special tribute to the 2017 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. It was really cool. There's music that plays along with the display. And it's great. It's quick. It wasn't as long as I thought it would be. It's about a third of a mile. You walk through the park, and there are some great carved pumpkin displays along the way. My son's favorite was there were these 4 pumpkins, and there were images being displayed on the pumpkins, and it made it look like they were singing a song. We sat there for about 10 minutes and watched that one. What's fall without scarecrows? Peddler's Village Scarecrow Festival is next on the list. But you know what? The scarecrows are only part of the attraction. I was just talking to somebody the other day who didn't know what Peddler's Village was. Fall is a great time to visit Peddler's Village. You've got the scarecrows, but that's only part of it. I mean, there's tons to do out there, especially on a beautiful day. The scarecrows will be on outdoor display until October 28th. Another new one on my list, which a friend of mine told me about, is Ott's Mum Mountain. Ott's Exotic Plants in Schwanksville have their Mum Mountain. They actually plant the mums in the beginning of July. They say that the best times to visit are when the mums are in full bloom, obviously, because that's when the mountain looks the most beautiful. And they were expecting it to be in full bloom the first 2 weeks in October. However, they are not in full bloom yet. So now they're saying that they're thinking it's going to be closer to Halloween when the best time will be to come out. So that's Ott's Mum Mountain. In addition to the thousands of beautiful mums, you can actually walk through the mountain in a little tunnel, which I'm told the kids love to do. And make sure you visit the massive greenhouse that's filled with exotic plant displays and an indoor tropical mountain complete with a waterfall. And then, of course, make your way to the adjoining greenhouses to purchase any of the plants that you might be interested in. This apparently is a true hidden gem. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Sundays, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Next up on the list is Hurricane Hill Farm. If you haven't seen this yet, it's a farm that's located in Coatesville, and they're known for their sunflower hayride and 5-acre corn maze, which this year has been dedicated to the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The corn maze is shaped as a Philadelphia Eagle. At the top is written out Philadelphia Eagles, and at the bottom it says World Champions. This maze is open now. They actually opened early, and they will remain open until November 4th. They also have the Underdog Maze, which is a smaller corn maze for younger kids. That is open now as well. In addition to a hayride through the gorgeous sunflower field, there are hayrides to the Pumpkin Patch, a John Deere Harvester Slide, Giant Pumpkin Jump Pad, Paintball Shooting Gallery, and a goat walk, and more farm animals to see, of course. And last but not least is Franklin Fright. The Franklin Institute does science right. They also do spooky science right. They are having a frightful yet fun family-friendly event on Saturday, October 27th. So this is a one-day only event. It's from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Saturday, October 27th. The iconic Giant Heart will be haunted for the day. The event also includes blacklight karaoke, slimy ghost bubbles, smoky demons, and Halloween-themed food in the witch's kitchen. You can make and take home your own slime. And apparently, they do a huge ball explosion that they say will sure to be the kids' favorite. The event is free with general admission to the museum. So that's my fall activity list. I hope that you can take part in some of this year's picks on my list. Please tag me in your social media post. It's at Kathy Romano 11 on all social media mediums, and use the hashtag Kathy's Fall Activities so I can follow along with what you're doing as well.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Trumpeter and vocalist Susan Watts is here today to share her story. Susan is the sole living purveyor of the klezmer-style trumpet. She teaches at klezmer festivals, is an ambassador for women's rights around the world, and loves good coffee, fine vodka, singing, and playing the trumpet. Susan, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're a fourth-generation musician?
Yes. I'm a fourth-generation klezmer musician. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, my mother, and me— all musicians, all played klezmer. I say played because my mom passed a year ago. Actually, it was a year ago yesterday. She passed a year ago, and she was an amazing drummer. First woman to graduate Curtis Institute of Music and Percussion. She had a full career as a classical percussionist.
She was the first female to graduate from that school?
Yes, in percussion.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Pretty inspirational family, it seems.
Yes, totally. My mom was amazing.
So did you have no choice? Like, you kind of were born and you knew you were going to be a musician when you were old enough?
It was pretty much the way it went. Yeah.
So when did you start playing the trumpet?
I started playing the trumpet when I was 7 years old. We had all sorts of instruments in the house because my mother was a musician and all her uncles were musicians. It's a family of musicians. All the people are musicians in the family. I have two older sisters, and one played the bassoon and one played the clarinet. And my mom had in the closet just a ton of percussion instruments, an accordion, a violin. And there was my dad's trumpet from high school. And one day I opened it up and played it and it was like, oh my gosh, I love this. So that was the end of that story.
Did it kind of come naturally to you?
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, it's just in your blood, I guess.
I don't know what it is, but I just picked up the thing and could play it.
You are the sole living purveyor of the klezmer-style trumpet. What is the klezmer style?
Well, klezmer music is Eastern European music that is for Jewish people. It's not religious music. It's cultural music. So it's music you'd have at a wedding. It's music you'd have at a party. Back when weddings lasted an entire week and everybody from the wedding party had to be walked to the synagogue, you know, so there's street music. There's certain tunes that you play when you walk someone there. There's certain tunes you play when you dance this dance. There's certain tunes you play for the in-laws to have a dance. There's all different kinds of tunes for all different stuff. But your question was, what is the klezmer style? So it's Eastern European music and is particular to Jewish people. So it has flavors of music that you would hear kind of in the synagogue, but mostly it has flavors of gypsy music, Ukrainian music, all the different kinds of communities that were in Eastern Europe. Their folk music sounds similar, not the same. You can tell them apart, but it sounds similar.
Is it all celebratory?
Well, interesting you should say. Yes and no. There's a part of the wedding ceremony, of a Jewish wedding ceremony, where you want to make the bride cry. Because at that time, you didn't know who you were going to marry. Here you are, you're a young woman. You get stuck with this person, you don't know who he is. They're making a big to-do about it. And they want to give you an opportunity to share your emotions, to get your emotions out. They want to make you cry. So there's a master of ceremony called a badchen, and he's the one that directs all the different parts of the ceremony. And when he gets to the part where he wants to make the bride cry, the clarinet or the violin plays a very lamenting song. It's called a bedeken. And it is, you know, sometimes with Jewish music, you can hear the sadness, you can hear them crying, you can hear the instrument cry. Yeah. Well, that's what they do musically to get the bride to emote.
Isn't it amazing, though, through music, you can see all these different emotions in people?
Yeah, yeah.
How often do you perform?
Well, it depends. In the summertime, it's crazy. In Hanukkah, it's crazy. Different holidays. So there are seasons, like there's lots of festivals in the summer. But I play throughout the year.
And you're performing locally?
Yes, I perform locally and on the East Coast.
And tell me a little bit about the show that you're performing in right now.
Oh, Kathy Romano. I am so excited about this show. Well, first of all, let me just say that the Philadelphia Folklore Project has got this grant from the Pew Foundation. It's a project grant. And the project that they're presenting is Soul Songs, Inspiring Women of Klezmer. That's the concert. So the Philadelphia Folklore Project is administering the grant and presenting this concert. What a dream! 11 of the most amazing klezmer musicians. And I'm going to use the word klezmorim. It's a Hebrew word, and it's the plural for klezmer. And klezmer, you know how language changes. It was a word that just meant a musician. But now, because of klezmer's a viable kind of music now, it is now referred to as a type of music. It never was called klezmer.
Okay,
it was just
okay.
Jewish music or Yiddish music, but now it's called klezmer. So klezmorim is just the plural of musician. So it's many musicians, many klezmorim. So I have 11 klezmorim of the most celebrated, amazing musicians you can think about, and they're all women. And we're all coming to Philadelphia for a week, and we're having like an artist retreat. All we have to do is show up and play our instruments and prepare for this amazing concert that's going to take place on October 28th. We're going to play all new compositions. The thing about klezmer is that it's a centuries-old tradition of music. It's so old. And most of what you hear is old music that people dug up from centuries ago. And it's fascinating and it's amazing and the music is wonderful. In the 70s, there was a revival. In the 70s and 80s, there was a revival of klezmer because Jewish people didn't want to be associated with this music because of the Holocaust. They didn't want to be associated with anything Eastern Europe. They wanted to be Americans. They wanted to have the melting pot. They didn't want to have that association with their culture. People did not share this music with their children. They did not share Yiddish with their children. So in the 80s, these children found this music and said, why didn't you tell us about
this? What is this?
Yeah, what is this? So there was this huge revival. Since the revival, since the 80s, so much amazing music and history has been uncovered. But what's amazing, what they did was they breathed new life into this music form. And now there's new music being written, which is so amazing to me. You take this dead thing, and then 30 years later, you have a live and vibrant musical tradition.
And make it current.
And make it current. I wanted to do all new klezmer compositions, written all by women. I wanted it to all be women, 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 because klezmer music is men, men, men. And my mother, Elaine Hoffman Watts, the drummer, she was an amazing drummer. At that time, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you could make a living playing weddings, Jewish weddings, and they wouldn't hire her for a second. Not for a second. They would not have, even her own cousin wouldn't hire her to play drums. It's always been about the man. And so I wanted to bypass the man and focus on these amazing women who have studied this art form for their whole lives and have made it their business to be great at it. And so I wanted to get us all together. I mean,
there's... Are you coordinating this show?
Yes.
So this is your concert.
This is my concert.
Okay.
It's all about us women.
And are the 11 women from across the country?
Yes, they're from North America. There's a couple from Canada. There's one from Montreal and one from Toronto. Otherwise, everybody, there's someone from California coming, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York.
How can people get tickets if they want to come see the show?
Well, you can go to Annenberg's website, annenbergcenter.org, and you'll see Soul Songs, Inspiring Women of Klezmer. And you can come see this amazing show. It has a set. The audience is part of the show.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's participatory. It's not like you're just going to a concert. It's going to be an amazing show.
Do you sing in the show as well?
There's a little bit of singing. I wanted to scale back on the singing because I really wanted to focus on the instrumentalists, because so often women singers are very common. But it's not as common to see women instrumentalists, especially in klezmer. I wanted to really focus on the instruments, on the instrumentalists.
Your voice has been described as sends chills up your spine.
Ooh, who said that?
I don't know. I read it. I read it in a bio online.
Okay.
So even though there's only a little bit of singing, I think people might get a nice treat
yes,
if they come out.
Yes, they will.
And you also work as an ambassador for women's rights across the country?
I do.
Or across the world?
Across the world. And it's all through music and it's all through my concerts. I have had such amazing opportunities to meet with women in cultures where you just were not allowed to do anything culturally. For instance, the Roma people. I toured with Frank London's Klezmer Brass All-Stars. And we made a record with Boban Marković, who is a Serbian gypsy. He's got this whole orchestra that wins festival. They're amazing. We did a record with them and we did tours with them. And we went back to their town it's called Vladičin Han. And they said to me, don't go near our daughters. They didn't want...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go near our daughters. They didn't want me anywhere near them.
Oh, my gosh.
But I did. I got near them. I did.
What did you say?
Well, you know, it was interesting. We did a concert for the town, and in their language, I asked somebody, how do I say this is for the women? And they told me, and my friend Frank, the leader of the band, gave me a big, huge solo. And I said in Serbian, this is for the women. And I played for them. And afterwards, they came up to me crying, all with translators. They didn't speak English, and I didn't speak any Roma. They came up to me and said, I've never heard a woman do something as good as a man. And it just gave them such hope. Just to put the idea in your head, wait a second, I can do that. There's another woman doing that. I see that. I can do that.
I can do that too. Sure. Now, I also read that you love good coffee and fine vodka.
Yes.
Where do you get the best cup of coffee in the Philadelphia area?
Oh, well, you know, it's so funny that you mention that because this morning I live in Ardmore. There's this new coffee place. It's called Cafe Lift. It's in Narberth. They have delicious coffee and they roast it themselves.
Okay, I'm going to have to try it because I'm a coffee person myself.
Oh my gosh.
I love coffee.
It's so delicious.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I just had it this morning for the first time.
At this coffee shop.
Yeah.
Okay,
what it's
is
in
it
a
again?
Bank it building. It's called Cafe Lift.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
And then what's your favorite vodka?
Oh my gosh. There's this Buffalo Grass vodka. I've only had it in like Poland. I've only been able to get it in Zubrowska. And it's so delicious.
You just drink it on the rocks?
No rocks.
No, you just drink it.
You just drink it. It doesn't taste like plain old vodka. It's got a greenish tint because of the buffalo grass.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a taste. It doesn't just taste like vodka. It tastes like buffalo grass and vodka. But it sounds disgusting, but it's delicious.
Okay, it sounds disgusting, but it's not. If you could give one bit of advice to the listeners who are listening today, anything at all, what would you say to them?
I would say, come see the show on October 28th, because it's going to change your life. And you don't need to be Jewish. It's not about being Jewish.
You don't need to be Jewish to enjoy the music.
No. Or to understand it. You just need to come see amazing women doing amazing things that they've never been able to do before, all on one stage with an amazing set, an entertaining show to edify you and lift you up. You'll laugh. It'll be a good time. You'll have a good feeling.
Thank you so much for coming by, Susan.
Thank you, Kathy.
If you'd like to see the show, it's a one-night-only event, 11 extraordinary women breathing contemporary life into the centuries-old tradition of Eastern European Jewish folk music as the Philadelphia Folklore Project presents Soul Songs Inspiring Women of Klezmer, Sunday, October 28th at the Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts. Showtime is 4 o'clock. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to annenbergcenter.org. Susan, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.